have to refresh our memory. We're talking about the Lowry, Peter Lowry, who had come to Yerovel and had done great mission, predicted to Yerovel what's going to happen with this Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach actually jacked up, exactly as the Novi has predicted. He also, there was a tremendous naze that when Yerovam stretched out his hands, calling out, grab him, Tapsuhu, the hand became paralyzed, and then he was mispalen and the hand became well again. And then Yerovam offered him to go to his house and have a meal, and he wants to give him a gift. So he didn't do that because he told him, Hashem is Baruch told him, he mustn't go back on the same road that he came, and that the house of Yerovam would be on the same road that he came, and he mustn't eat and drink anything in this place. So all this we learned already. And then we found out that there was a Novi Sheker, an old Novi, Novi Sheker who wanted to prove that this Novi is no good. In fact, he wanted to nullify the prediction that the Novi made, the Ida HaNovi made, by misleading him and causing him to do an Avera. So he invited him to the house with a pretext. They waited first till he had left the city on the other road. So he was Mekayim, his apparently was Mekayim his mandate which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him. And he went to him and he says that the Malach came to him. He says, same Malach came to you, came to me and said that now you're Yotzi, you've done your duty. You went out the different road, exactly as was commanded. You left the city, didn't eat there and drink there. And they left. Now, since you left, now it's a new settler. Now you can come back. You're not coming back in the same road anyhow. Come back to my house and may eat and drink. Because once you're out, you can come back again. Which of course wasn't true because it was told you shouldn't eat shom. Shom means in that place. So he followed him. And then while they were eating and drinking, there all of a sudden something happened. The Dvar Hashem came to the Novi Sheker, and for that moment when he was giving him food to eat and very generous in having as an orach, as a guest, Agnosis Orchim, so for that moment he was considered worthy by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Dvar Hashem comes to the Novi Sheker, and the first time in his life he became a Novi Emes. And he said to him, and he had to say it, he was compelled to say it, that you say it in the name of Hashem, since you have rebelled against Hashem, you haven't kept the mitzvah which he commanded you, and since you ate and drank in that place where I told you don't eat there, that was the last thing. Your death will not come to the grave of your forefathers. Which would probably mean that he dies 50 years from now, and he will not be buried in the same Beis Olam that his forefathers were buried, which is a punishment, but it isn't something that he would be frightened immediately. However, now what we learn is Achre Ochlo Achre Shesoso, after eating and after drinking it. Which means he seems to be that he left immediately. And the Al-Sheikh calls attention to the fact that why is it necessary after eating and drinking, rather that we're eating and drinking. He says he left without Birchas HaMozon. Because he's not supposed to make Birchas HaMozon on a Suda which was an Avera. Like you cannot say Birchas HaMozon, eat Trefa. He left immediately without Birchas HaMozon. And now comes the strange part. And he saddled for him a donkey? La novi asher hashiva. The donkey belonged to the novi that brought him back, which means the old novi who fooled him. But he had a donkey, and he gave him his donkey. In addition to it, remembers in after he in fact vayachabo shlo achamor, he settled for him a donkey, which belonged to the novi asher. Strange construction of the sentence, but that's the only way how it is. Now the question is, why didn't he give him a donkey? Either maybe to pacify him, because he want to ask his forgiveness that he did such a thing, to pacify him, or maybe he was weak, and we have any reason that we might think of, it's not mentioned, and we do not know why. The fact is that the donkey belonged to the novi asher hashiva, and he lent it, or gave it him as a gift, or he lent it to him, or whatever it was. So, because the novi who came, the novi emes, either novi, did not come by a donkey. He walked by on foot. In fact, he left the city. He was resting up under a tree, so he was tired. So now he gave him a donkey, by Yelech, and he went. And immediately the Dvar Hashem came through. A lion found him on the way. I mean, there are no lions in Eretz Yisrael at that time. All of a sudden there was a lion. This in itself is a mace. There was a lion. So the Alsha says, oh, there's a mala. There was a lion. People are not afraid to walk in the street because of lions. It was populated, Eretz Yisrael, densely populated. And this was outside of Beisel. There was no danger of wild beasts there, wild lions in the street. On the road was a lion. He found him, Vayimasei, and he killed him. He didn't eat him. He didn't just killed him. Doesn't say how. Vatehi nivlosa mushlechas bader. And his dead body was lying on the road. Vachamor omed eslo, and the donkey stood next to the dead body. Vahariye omed eslo hanevela, and the lion stood next to the nevela. Which means, he was the nevela, one side was the donkey, one side the lion. Vahine anoshim ovrim, people passed by. Vahiros hanevela mushlechus vaderech. First they saw a dead body on the road. That's the first thing you see. You pass by an oil. Then they looked further. So Arye Omed Etzla Nevelim. There was a lion standing there, next to the Nevelim. Vayovau Vaydabu Be'ir. They came into the city, and they talked in the city about it. They talked about Asher Hanovi Azokin Yoshibo, where the old Novi was living there. Which means you can see, that's very interesting, that the Novi Azokin, it doesn't say to Beisel. It says Novi Azokin Yoshibo. Must have been right at town, right next to the Beisel. Which makes it also understandable that he went back. It said it was or a part of the town of Beisel where the Novi was living. By Yishma HaNovi, the Novi heard Asher Hishivo Minader, the one who brought him back from the road, means he felt very guilty of what he was doing. This Novi had certainly here Hurei Teshuvah, since the mitzvah of Achnosas Ochim made him for a moment to be a Novi Emes, and he had Teshuvah, and he was very conscious of the fact that Asher Hashiva Minader, and he listened, and he heard something must have happened. He heard the commotion, and he says, maybe it has something to do with my avera that I brought this Novi back from the road. Vayomer, and when he heard that there is a dead body with a lion, he says, Isholeimu. That must be the Isholeimu. Ashamor es pi Hashem, because he rebelled against the word of Hashem, Vaitnei Hashem la'arye, Hashem gave him over to the lion, Vaishpereyu, the lion broke him, by Miseo, and broke him means just probably gave him some strong Pacha, so that his neck broke. Anyhow, he's nothing else. By Miseil, and he killed him. Kidva Hashem Ashadibalo. According to the Dva Hashem, as he has said to him, from which Gemara Sanhedrin says in Halacha, I mean, basis the Halacha, Novi Sheova Al Dibra Atzmao, Misosa Bidei Shemayim. That a Novi who transgresses his own words, in other words, he was told that to do such and such a thing, and he is over on his own words, his Misa is Bidei Shemayim, that's exactly which came true. So that means when we say Gidva Hashem Ashadibar, by Dabel Bonof Lema, he told his children, Lema. Now Lema says, the Baal Shef, to overcome the children feared for their father. The father wanted to go out now to the lion. They said, maybe you're the one, you're worse, you made him do the Avera. So now you're next, the lion is waiting for you. So he had to talk his children into it. I mean, saddle for me a donkey. He was an old man, he couldn't do it by himself. He says, and the children didn't want to do it, so lema means saying it to him. A few times, I wanted to do it. Vayachboshu, so they had to give in and saddle the donkey. But they didn't go with him. They knew that the father's going to be devoured now by the lion. Vayelach, he went, vayim says nivlosa mushlechas badera. He found his nevela, which that means the dead body, thrown on the road. The donkey and the lion standing next to the nevela. The arye did not eat the nevela. That means the arye knew, normally a lion, if it would be a regular lion, it would have eaten up the dead body. That's what lions kill for. They don't kill for pleasure. They kill for food. So, below Shovas Ramon, he didn't break the donkey. He could have also given the donkey a clap and killed the donkey. The donkey belonged to him. So he saw two things. First of all, nothing happened to him. He just lifted up the nevela of the Ishalahim. Vayanichea elachamo. He put it on the donkey. Vayshive, he had his own donkey. And he put the nevela on the other donkey. And then when he's riding, he holds the donkey in his hand, the reins, and he takes it went home. Vayovala ya hanovi hazoke. The Novi Azogin came back in the city, Lispot Ulakova, to say a hesped and to bury. And we see something interesting. He was not killed because the din is only a Novi Emes who is Raif Misu Ishmael. If he would have been killed, we'd say proof that he's also a Novi Emes. He's not worthy. He doesn't get this Misa. The Shbocha will make his session with him afterwards. Secondly, the donkey wasn't killed because the donkey was a token of Hachnosas Ochem. He gave deserving any, that the donkey should be killed. He did that as a tovah for the Novi Ochem, for the Novi Emes. So, Vayisha HaNovi carried the lion, but nowhere here, but all of a sudden the lion is not there anymore. So you can see this must be an ace, and he says the Al-Shef brings this that you have in the Merkova. You have the four animals, the lion, Arye, and Shoa, and Nesha, and Kruf. So he says that one represents Michoel, the other is Gabriel, and so forth. He says that was the Malach Michoel. So this was by Shiveyo, by Yovel here, and Novi Azogin, Lisbon, to say a hesped ulakova. Now, you say a hesped, and it seems to be that this Novi did teshuvah. And when he said the hesped, otherwise the hesped wouldn't be mentioned that he said a hesped for him, but he said a hesped for everybody else. And he gave the hesped. He probably expressed what he had done, that it was wrong, and that this is a real Novi, and he is not a real Novi. And then, Rayanach es nivlosa bekibro. And then he put the nevela, the dead body of the Novi, in his own grave. In his own grave. He had a grave by himself, for himself. His own grave. Vayishpetu Olof, and they made a hesped over him. Hoi ochi. Oh, woe, my brother. Now, whatever that means, it could mean that he says, I wish you would become my brother. It means that you would consider me my brother, and your brother, because from the next sentence we see what it means. However, it says, Vayishpetu, they say the hesped over him. Hoi ochi. Seems to be that there is a hesped, which they say only for close people, that starts always, there was a stereotype, a beginning of a type of hesped, which is called hoi ochi. You start out the hesped, hoi ochi. It was known in those days, the hesped starts with the words hoi ochi, you say it only when people are very close to you. They said this hesped, which starts with the words hoi ochi. After he had buried him, Vayoma Elbon of Lemo, the Mosi, he says, when he dies, my death, Ukvatim also, you bury me, Bakeva Asher Ishraim Kovobo, in the grave in which the Ishraim was buried. Because he was afraid that since the Novi had predicted that comes Yoshio, will burn all the Sovach Olecho, Eskaone, Habumos, and Atzmos, Odom Yisro Olecho. He thought that something is going to happen to his dead body after he died, so he says he wants to be buried in the same grave, because the schus of what he has done to him now, that should be for him, is protecting him, that nothing should happen to his dead body after that. So he says, bury me in the keva she'ishem kovavo, etzel atzmosov, anicho es atzmosoi. Next to his bones, because he hoped that by the time he dies, it will take some time, and so that there are only bones left. He says, echnicho es anicho es atzmosoi. Why? He says, Ki hoyau yie hadova shakoro bidva Hashem. Everything will come true. That means the word which he has called out in the name of Hashem, ala mizbeach asher bebeisen, concerning the mizbeach in Beisen, val kol bote habumos asher beure shomrom, and concerning all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Shomrom, all this will come true. And I'm afraid that since he was participating as a Novi Sheker, he will also suffer the same fate. So in order to assure himself against that, he says that he wants to be buried. He gave him his own grave. And then says he should be buried in his own grave next to the Atzomas of the Novi, so that the Atzomas of the Novi should save him from... So he must have done teshuva, otherwise the whole thing would be meaningless. And therefore, we understand the importance of the next sentence. Acha hadova hazeh lo shof Yerovam midako. After what happened there, he saw the tremendous nisim. Tremendous nisim. First of all, it happened to Yerovam. I came to Baruch Hashem, Mizbeach cracks up. Ashes are still, his arm becomes paralyzed, then the tefillah of the Novi makes the arm is getting well again. Then he invites him and doesn't do it, it doesn't obey the king, because he says, I'm not allowed to eat here, go back. And then when he does it, he's being killed by a lion. Everybody knew the story, the lion comes back, specially sent me in the Shemaim, and it says, Acha Adova Hazeh, there must have been something special. So the simple pshat is that the Novi Emes, the Novi Sheker, did the shoe. After he, that's what he's Novi, the Novi Yerovam met the Novi Sheker. And he himself says that the whole year, and it didn't help. Yerovam did not do the shoe, he didn't return from his evil way. Vayosho vayas mikzos om toni bomos. And he again, Vayosho did again, made from the tzosom, mikzosom, from the outside of the people, that means from the scum of the people, he made priests for the bomos. Hey chofetz, yimalis yodal, v'yichol ne'abomos. Anybody wanted to. There were no conditions. If anybody wanted to, he would, Yamale Yisrael means he would give him the power of attorney, or here it means Yamale would give him Vollmacht. In German there's the word Yamale Yisrael, that's the same expression. He would give him the full power to Baram Tone Bomos, priests of the various temples, which means Bomos are the high places where you worship, and the Bote Bomos are the temples which are erected for them. These are not necessarily Avodah Zohar. These were Bomos where you bring Karbonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Chayav Koros. You're not supposed to bring any Bomos outside the Shemek. Vahi Badova Hazeh Lechatas Beis Yerovam. It was because of this, for the sin of the house of Yerovam. That means means the last act that he, after all these nisim, became a worse balavera than he was before. He repeated, in spite of all the nisim, he repeated Batovazela. That became the chatas beis Yerovam of the house of Yerovam. The house of Yerovam means that his children were also involved. We have later the king Aviyom ben Yerovam. They were all Bale Averas. And that's why when they were destroyed, that means the children, the grandchildren, they all Chatas. This insists that he says you don't get scared what happened. He stayed strong and firm. That made such an impression that this whole house was involved. Ula Hachachit, Ula Hashmit, Altni Adon. And that was the cause, the reason, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to remove him, to destroy him from over the face of the earth, which means not only Olam Hazeh, but also has no chelik in Olam Habo. Now here comes the Gemara Sanhedrin, and this is a Gemara often recited, often quoted, but they have to go a little bit deeper into it. Acha Hadova Hazeh means after this thing. What means after this thing? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yerovam a last chance to do teshuva. Tofas Omer here. My Acha. What means after? After HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rav Abba. Acha Shetofso HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerovam Bebikta. Hashem Yisboah had grabbed Yerovam by his garment. And he told him, Chazor Boch, come back, do teshuva. The greatness of teshuva is so great, you can be the worst Baal Avera in the world. There couldn't be one worse than he. This was by when Yerovam was the Talmud Chochem of his age, the greatest Talmud Chochem. Chazor Boch, come back, do teshuva. What is going to happen when you do teshuva? Ani ve'ato uben Yishai. The tide began Eden. Hashem Yisboah says, you and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you, and Yerovam, and Ben Yisha means David HaMelech, we will walk in the Gan Eden. The tide means we take a walk in the Gan Eden. Which means the greatest reward that is possible, and the greatest Tova that is possible, and the greatest Simcha that is possible, and the greatest form happiness that is possible is the Tile began Eden. Niv, Atam, and Yishat, in other words, we all come in Eden. Omaleh, lo. So Yerovam said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Barosh, who will be the top? That means David or I? Me Barash. Umala ben Yisha Barash. Yisha will be on top. Umala, he says, Yehochala ben. In this case, I don't want. I don't want. This was this. Now, we do not know in which way did HaKadosh Baruch Hu grab Yerobam Victor. What that means. Does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yerobam? Or does it mean that the Novi Achia Shiloni, who came to him first, had grabbed him by his garment? That was also, he grabbed him by the garment and he tore it up. And so he grabbed him again by the garment, Shem Hashem, and made him this offer. Does it mean that? We do not know. There must have been something going on. Either a Novi came to him, or he had a moment, a lucid moment, when he had the dream, whatever it is. He doesn't say. Chachomim have a Mesorah that there was a chance given to him after all the Averas. After he had done all this, not only this, after he had been stubborn, he saw the Nisim and didn't give in, and so forth and so on. And he grabbed him by his bag. So the Mephoshim explained in the language of the Agadita, a beged means, begonim means the begonim of a person are the midos that a person has. His midos, his characteristic. We call midobat, mitnesibat, yeah? Midobat is a garment. And midobat also means midos, midos. The midah of Roman was the midah of Gabo. Gabo means the whole test was you become the king over 10 tribes because Shlomo is not had done averes. We find out later that Rechavim also did averes. Rechavim was no good. It was no good. He says you are the Talmud Chochem, and I appoint you to become the ruler of the whole Jewish people. Except Schus of David, I will not forget the Schus of David, and there will be left over small kingdom, and the Beis HaMikdash, of course, will be there. So what was required? All that was required, you have to be the humble person. You become the ruler of the majority of Israel. You're the Talmud Chochem, the greatest Talmud Chochem that exists. And you have to go in 3 times a year in the Beis HaMikdash Oliver Regel, and you will see how this Rechavim will sit on the throne and you have to stand. And then every 7th year you have to go be and hear how Rechavim is reading the Mishneh Torah, and you have to just listen to it. And if you do this, then you're the greatest you're the have a permanent place in Klal Yisrael. And even if then later on David HaMelech has promised that he will have children but tzaddikim, so you'll be the second in command. But the whole midah, the midah is the anivus. This is all that counts. The gava on one side, the anivus on the other. This explains also when it says Talmud Chochem Shiyesh Lo Revav Al Bigdo Chayv Nisim. Say Talmud Chochem has a fatty spot on his garment, is Chayv Nisim. But it means as Lamas Kom Sanai Ehevu Mobis. All that hate me, love death. So it say Al Tikka Masana Elamas Niyai. They make me hate it. See it, Talmud Chochem goes around and has all the whole breakfast is spelled on the eggs and the whatever, the cereal on his lapel. People think very lowly of Torah and of Talmid HaChomim and so forth. So they make me hate it. So that's the usually explanation. Talmud Chochem has Revav Al Bigdo. But according to this, it means he has a fleck on his character. Bigdo means the character. He has a character. Blemish, Revav Al Bigdo, and that makes him chayvus. So just as one has to see to it that one is clean on the bigot, one has to see that it cleans his character. Process in the process of cleansing his character. It says, here was the story. What means, he says, if you do teshuva, chazov, it's not easy to do teshuva. But if you do teshuva and make a kiddush Hashem instead of chilul Hashem, you would declare it publicly, or I've done a great sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You destroy yourself, all the temples that you build in the, so when you tell the people, and you make public penance, do teshuva and so forth, you can become so great. The teshuva, the kawach of teshuva is so great that you'll be in Gan Eden, you'll be with one of the greatest part of teshuva ever lived. So he says, mi barosh, who will be the rosh of the Baal Teshuva? David HaMelech is also Baal Teshuva. Mi barosh, who is the rosh of the Baal Teshuva? He says, David HaMelech. Such a Baal Teshuva like David HaMelech never existed. It never existed. The whole Sefer Tehillim is that a Baal Teshuva like David HaMelech never exists. That serves. He says, in other words, the Teshuva doesn't help me. That means, Baruch Allah Be'ina. If I cannot be, I'm the greatest sinner that ever existed. If I do teshuva, means that I'm the greatest, since I'm the greatest, I must be the greatest Baal Teshuva. And if I'm not the Rosh of the Baal Teshuva, then it's a simon that I'm not, my teshuva is not 100%. Rather, don't do any teshuva. It doesn't pay. Now, this is the way, I heard that Mi Barosh was Baal Teshuva, I think, for the Yisharim. I don't know exactly what said. But it is a very strange story. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a chance, and he doesn't accept the chance. We had one similar story by Acher. Acher, you know, the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir, Yiralisha ben Avuya, he says, Meir pleaded with him, do teshuva. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos. Meir went with him in order to learn Torah from him, because when the Rebbe doesn't say any Torah today, it's just like you would, a person would have to live without a Shas, without Mishnais, without Chumash Rashi, without Shulchan Aruch, without Rambams. This was his Rebbe. He needed him. So the Chachomim say that Rabbi Meir did what very dangerous. I mean, nobody else should do it. Learn from a Rosh HaTorah, but he did like somebody finds a nut, you know. And so he takes out the kernel and discards the shell. He says he only took out the Torah from Elisha ben Avuya, discarding everything else. But anyhow, I was riding on Shabbos and he went after him and pleaded with him. Chazor bo, why don't you do teshuva? Do teshuva. You're my Rebbe, do teshuva. And Rabbi Meir said to him, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya Acher said to him, just figured out by my horse's hoofs, that you'll be just coming to the tchum. You can't go a step further. He was standing at the tchum here in his horse. Here's Rabbi Meir, please do teshuva. He says, I can't do teshuva. It's not going to help me. I say, why? He says he went past the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and everybody on his horse was riding on Yom Kippur past the Beis HaMikdash. He heard the bas kol. In other words, such a great man he was. He heard the bas kol, and it says, Shuvo bonim shavuvim. Okay, come back, your children are gonna stay. Shuvo bonim shavuvim. Chutz me'achem. Except Achem. I heard from Minas Shemai that they didn't want me back. So first of all, if so, why would he hear a Rosh, so great a Rosh that he cannot back? Why would he hear a Basco? He doesn't hear a Basco. A Rosh doesn't hear a Basco. So I heard once a beautiful explanation. That was the last test, the last chance he had. A person does teshuva in order to be saved from the punishment. When we do teshuva, we're thinking, because if you don't do teshuva, you chas v'shalom get a terrible punishment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will when they're not Barabbah Kabbishchina, they're Barabbah Habo, that it's amazing. He says, but that's not Tshuva Lishmo. Nobody ever does Tshuva Lishmo. Tshuva, because the mitzvah did the Tshuva. Because that's the Rotzon Hashem. I get nothing out of it. The only person who was offered this greatest of all the Tshuvas, Tshuva Lishmo, was Acher. Like his brother said to him, that's not going to help you. You won't have any Olam Habo, you won't have any Tchias Amazim, nothing. But do Teshuva because it's my will to do Teshuva. Do Teshuva because you went against my will, and to do the Rotzon Hashem. Had he done this, he would have done a Teshuva that nobody else in the world would have done. Then of course he would have gotten everything as a reward for that. What it was not promised now. So, and he didn't catch up. He was given a paschal cake. Says, so he should have done, say, today is Yom Kippur, and Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do teshuva. So I do teshuva. Now, that's what I mean. I do teshuva because this is the Rotzon Hashem. This would be the super teshuva that nobody else in the world has ever been able to do. The teshuva lishmo. There's always a slow lishmo in everybody's teshuva. So here was a similar thing. He says, the teshuva is not going to help you to become the top of the Baal HaTshuvah. The greatest Baal HaTshuvah is Dovid HaMelech. So, after Adrova Eile, the thing went back, it was the same thing as before. But Esahi, it was at the same time, Cholo Avio Ben Yerovam. The son of Yerovam was Avio. Yerovam had two sons, we know two sons. One was Avio and the other was Aviom. Aviom was the Melech, later his successor. He says it was called Avio. This one was called Avio. Vayoma Yerovam Leishto. He was very sick. So Yerovam said to his wife, Kumo, Kumino, please get up. That means probably she wants to stay with the baby, stay with the child. Kumino, Vishtanis, and disguise yourself. Velo Yedu, they should know Kiat Eishes Yerovam, that you were Yerovam's wife. Volach Shiloh, go to Shiloh, hine shom achia hanuvi, that's my Rebbe, achia hanuvi, who dibe olai le melech al rom hazeh, he talked me into becoming the melech of these people, and go to him. He didn't want to go himself. He knew that he has no chance, but he says, you haven't done anything wrong. You haven't done anything wrong. So you go. But why should she disguise herself? So the normal thing is that Yerovam shouldn't know. She'd just say, I have a sick baby, and I want him to be mispalled for the baby. But it doesn't say, it says, lo yedu, they shouldn't know, ki at eishes Yerovam. They shouldn't know, the people shouldn't know. It means, not that if he knew that this is a Novi, he knew the Novi would know. It's ridiculous. Can't fool the Novi. It was so that the people shouldn't know. That means the people shouldn't know that he sends, after all, his whole religion, his whole reputation is at stake. He has to go back to a Novi. So in other words, he talks about his own religion. He's the Kohen Gadol, and he makes his own religion. So all of a sudden, when his Jerem is sick, he goes to the old-fashioned fanatic, and so sends his wife there. They shouldn't know. He will know, but the people shouldn't know. The people shouldn't know. Velokach biyodech asor alechem v'nikudim u'baku dvash bosela. It was customary when people came to a Novi, they gave him a gift. We have that when Shaul was looking for the donkeys, and he said to his Nah, let's go, there is a Roy, he heard that there was a seer, it was Shmuel Hanovi, let's go and ask him about the donkeys. So the Nah said, I don't have anything with me, I have only a little bit of flour left, whatever it is. So it was customary. But here was Yerovam HaMelech, Yerovam HaMelech sends his wife, and he doesn't have to bring any gifts. But she shall disguise herself, so she shall look like she's an ordinary woman from the people. If the king sends a gift, he wouldn't send what she sent along. That means asor lechem, asor 10 loaves of bread, nikudim, they say like crackers, upakbuk dvash, and a bottle of honey, a wash eilof. They used to go, the Novi, and bring these gifts. It's like the people go to the Siddish Rebbe and bring a pidyon. Yeah, it's not necessarily for the Rebbe, it's for the Talmidim, for the Yeshiva, and so forth. So, Ubos Eilof. Hu Yagit Loch Mayil Ana, he'll tell you what shall be with the child. Atas Kain Eishes Yerobim. So the Rebbe's wife did so. Atokum Shikadab, Matela Shino. It was not easy for her. She knew that he is a Novi, he was very angry at her husband, and she got up, but she went to Shiloh, Vatova Beis Achiyo, they came into the house of Achiyo, that means Achiyo Ashiloni, Shiloni, came to Shiloh, in the house of Achiyo, Achiyohu, now he's called here, and with a wolf at the end, Achiyohu, Lo Yochal Liros, he couldn't see, Kikomo Einof Misevo, his eyes became stood still. It means probably paralyzed because of his old age. State in Medrash, Mikan Omru, from here, Rahom have learned, Kolamamit Ben Rosha or Talmud Rosha, Sof She'en of Chaos. If a person produces a bad son, a son is a Rosha, or a Talmud is a Rosha, his eyes will become weak. His eyesight will come to him. Talmud Rosha, Machiyo Hashaloni. Machiyo Hashaloni. Yosef, Machiyo Loyuch, Liros Komeno. Vibnei Shehemet, Yerobim, Talmud Rosha. Yerobim was his prime pupil. Even this was the main Talmud. He became the worst Rosha. So, his eyesight became dim. And Ben Rosha is Yitzchok. Yitzchok couldn't see. He says, "Tziv va'ik ezog in Yitzchok, but v'yena enu me'oz," because his son was a Rosha. Yeah, of course, we do find many of the tzaddikim who couldn't see, and the reason does not apply. But in these cases, it does apply. Find the Gemara of Sheshes v'sagin or of Yosef. No, we have called it called Talmida. Of Sheshes couldn't see. Sheshes couldn't see. Anyhow. Hashem Oma El Achiyohu, Hashem spoke to him. That's why the wolf is added to it, because he had a direct message at that time from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hine Eishes Yerobim Bo Lidrosh Tovim Imcha. The wife of Yerobim comes in order to ask something from you. El Beno, concerning her son, Kicholu, because he's sick. Kuzau V'Chose V'Dabere. Like this and like that, you shall talk to her. V'hi chavoa, v'hi misnaker. He also said, when she's coming, she has disguised herself. Misnaker comes from the word necho, stranger. It also means Yosef, misnaker aleim. He talked like a stranger to them. He disguised his behavior. Here it means disguising herself. V'hi kishmoa achiyohu eskol rakleo. Bo ba Pesach, Yechiyo heard the noise of her feet coming into the door. Vayoman, he said, Boi Eishes Yerobim, come in, wife of Yerobim. Lo mose at misnakeiro, why do you disguise yourself? Vonochi sholuach elayich kosho, and I have been sent to send you kosho, a very harsh message. I have to give you some hard words. Come in, don't disguise yourself any further. And he said, so everybody could hear that this is Yerobim. So that's why he said, come in, Mrs. Yerobim. Everybody could hear. He was not alone. Not alone. Why do you disguise yourself? Yeah, I have something very bad to tell you. So that's a nice Shalom Aleichem. Yeah, this is very nice. So we cannot learn this Yetz Hashem. We'll leave it for next time, but I don't want to have a Dova Kosher at the end. So we say this was very, very important to know. When we find all these horrible things going on at the Zohar and so forth, it doesn't say that they didn't keep Shabbos. They eat Reve. To us, when a person has Avodah Zohar, means he keeps nothing anymore. Goes to church and is Kishmat. So he keeps nothing. You don't find that here. That was Avodah Zohar. It was a chet. They kept the whole Torah plus Avodah Zohar. That was not necessarily that they didn't, this was not, it should say, Omer said they worshipped idols, it doesn't say they didn't keep Shabbos and keep Yom Tov and they didn't do also immoralities, it doesn't mention that, it was not mentioned that, stealing and robbing, and in fact it says Achor was the big brother of the Zohar, he used to go out into the battlefield and they always win the wars. It says why? They didn't talk Lashon Hara. Didn't talk Lashon Hara. So it's who knows how Kodesh Boris Cheshbonis are different from in other words, there was still Ruach HaKodesh and there was still Nevi'im, all in the same time. Eliyahu HaNovi and Elisha, they had the schools of Nevi'im that went on together with the biggest averas they were doing. In other words, made a brocha before she ate them. Whatever this, they were mispallet, they put on tefillin. I don't know about Yerocham himself, but maybe he did too. In other words, it was the Avodah Zohar was an avera which they were committing. It had a tremendous yetzer hara of Avodah Zohar, which we don't understand anymore. Became bottle. To us, that this doesn't exist anymore. But we have to think of this tekufa. There was a Besam Mikdash. There were Kohanim Gedolim at the same time. And then there were Nevi'im, Ruach HaKodesh, Nisim Geluim happened. And the people worshipped over the Zohar. It was very bad, and they were punished for it. And eventually, the Avodah Zohar was leading to all kinds of excesses, which the later Nevi'im are all castigating. But at that time, the earlier Nevi'im, Eliyahu HaNovi and Elisha and Achio and all these Nevi'im, they never speak about any moral turpitudes, and they never speak about anything which is morally offensive or that they did all the other ways. Come later on, take Hosea, Yoel, almost, then you see that how the Avodah Zohar corrupts the whole system, and especially the higher echelons, how they did all these moral corruptions and unethical conduct, and then eventually they did other averes, like Ochle Besar Chazir, they used to eat Reve, and so forth. But this was later. At first, Avodah Zohar was only a chet brod, and the rest of the Torah they were keeping. And we have learned last time that the son of Yerovam became sick. The son is called either Avio or Aviom. And he was not a child. I mean, this is not the wrong impression. He was not a child. He was a grown-up person. In fact, we find out later that he was in a very important position. Yerovam had given him an important job. So he became sick. And Rovim said to his wife that she should disguise herself and come to the Novi. Not to fool the Novi, but disguise herself, and so, because to him this is a big shame. Here he disregards the Novi, and he had rejected everything the Novi had taught him. That was his Rebbe. He's deeply ashamed that his wife should go to his Rebbe. And publicly he admits now that what he has done is wrong, so he goes to the Novi. The Novi is Achia Shiloni, Achia of Shilon, who is sick. I mean, he's not sick, who is blind. And we have learned that the Medrash says that Hamamid ben Rosha or Talmud Rosha, if so, a person who has reared a Talmud or a son who is a Rosha, he becomes blind. Now, which means not everybody becomes blind who has a Talmud Rosha, and not everybody who is blind has a Talmud Rosha, not everybody who has Talmud Rosha becomes blind. What it means is he deserves to become blind, because it's mida keneged mida. How can a person rear a Talmud Rosha ben Rosha? He's blind to him. That means that there's so many parents who are blind to their children. They see criticism in everybody else except their own children. Their own Talmidim, they see no. They overlook it. They don't see it. All of a sudden, they don't see it. But everybody else sees it, that the children or the Talmidim have certain blemishes in the character, and he doesn't see it. He didn't see it. Had he known that the Rambam has this exaggerated desire for COVID and the lack of nevus, Achir Shalom would have concentrated on this particular characteristic and tried to change that, at least to minimize it, or make him control it, whatever it is. So since he is blind to his own Talmud or to his own child, so he deserves that the blindness should be a physical blindness should be visited upon him. This is the meaning. Now we have said that Yerovam, that the wife came. Hashem Yisboach had already told the Novi before and gave him a message. So when she came in, he says, why do you hide yourself? Why don't you admit that your husband's whole way of life is bankrupt, that he has the need to come back to the old Rebbe for advice, for help? Now, I have for you a hard answer. Manochi shaluach elayich kosh. So, Posik Zayin is lachi, go home, imri l'Yerovam, tell Yerovam like this. Ko ma Hashem melakei Yisroel. This is how Hashem melakei Yisroel said. You see the difference between Noah Shabbeinu always says ze, asher tziv Hashem, ze dvar Hashem, and the Novi always says kau. This the Novi says like this. Because Moshe Rabbeinu gives over verbatim what Hashem tells him. And Novi does not give over verbatim. He heard the message, but he may use his own words. He may use his own words, and so he's not sure that he's really repeating word for word exactly with every nuance of what Hashem has both said. He says, that's kel means like this. Like this is, means it's almost the same. But that he may also use a word of his own. This is always the reason why the Noviim speak the Loshen Ko. Ko ma Hashem Elokei Yisroel, Yan Asher Harimosicho Mitocho. Yan means all because of. Here it means always as a result of. Harimosicho Mitocho. I have lifted you up from the midst of the people. Yerovam ben Nevat was just an ordinary person. He had no forefathers who were leaders, or Nesiim, or Shoftim, certainly not Meloch. I've lifted you up from the midst of the people. V'eten chonogit al ami Yisroel. And I've made you a leader of my people Yisroel. Nogit is a negidim, comes from Hagit, which means to tell, but it also means to lead. So, and I've made you a leader, Al-Ami Yisrael. U'ekra es ha-mamlocho mi-beis David. I have torn apart the kingdom from the house of David. U'et no loch, and I gave it to you. V'lauho yiso ka'avdi David. It all started that you were not like my servant David. The most distinguishing feature in David is Anivus. No matter what he did, Anivus is humility. Anochi talas v'lo ish. I'm a talas. I'm a worm and not a person. David HaMelech says, Tvila le'oni kiyata. He was already a big king. I'm a poor person. Poor person. Always considers himself in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, humble, poor. So this all started. What you have done is started that you were not Ke'avdi David. Asher Shoma Mitzvosai, who kept my mitzvahs, Asher Holach Acharai, and went, followed me, Bechol Levo, with his whole heart, Lasses Rak HaYosha Be'enoi, to do only which is good and straight in my eyes. Now here we see something else, which is very enlightening. It opens the eyes and many reasons. When a person does teshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the sin has not happened. That's something that we cannot understand. And Cain kills his brother Abel. Now if he had done teshuva properly, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the deed as if it hadn't happened. He did not kill him. That's something we don't understand. Just like I explained once, that it says Shuvah was like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Shuvah before he made the world. He created Shuvah before he created the world. So it means like this. The world was created as Yesh Me'ayin, something out of nothing. Because there was absolutely nothing, and all of a sudden there was something. It's Yesh Me'ayin. The Shuvah is the opposite. It's Ayin Me'yesh. Somebody has done an avera. It's an act, a fact. I mean, if it does the shuva, it turns into nothing again. So that's something that doesn't fit into the physical world. That's why it says shuva was created before the physical world was created. Because in other words, in the physical world, there's nothing lost. I mean, whatever happens, happens. I mean, it's a fact. You cannot make a fact a non-fact. The Russians do that in the history books. But people are sane and retain their sanity. Something has happened. I mean, you can't change it. Committed whatever David HaMelech did, certain things which were wrong. But he did the Shuvah, so it's removed. It doesn't exist. It's not there. The concept that we say, Slach lo navinu, forgive us, means don't punish us, forgive us, be good again. Mechalon or Malkein and Mechina means that it didn't exist. For instance, if I'm Mochel, people say, are you Mochel? I insulted you, I hit you, whatever it is, did things to you. And I say, I'm Mochel. That's nothing, you're not Mochel. You say so. You mean you won't let him feel it, you'll be nice to him from now on. But it's there. This is the fellow that who did you the wrong thing. It's there. Mechila means something else. That's not Mechila. Mechila means it's not there anymore. It wasn't there. when we say Tashlech, you say that the Shmur is thrown in the ocean. Yeah, Aver is thrown in a symbol. You're thrown in the ocean. La'shelizochu, la'yipoktu, la'yalu, aleif la'olam. Shall never be remembered. Isn't there anymore. We have a feeling that you throw it in the Atlantic Ocean somewhere in the middle, it doesn't exist anymore. It's not there anymore. To take away the averse, they're not there anymore. They just don't exist anymore. This is Mechila. That's the greatest form. You can see here. We talk about David HaMelech. We have learned this. The same Novi writes about all David HaMelech, what David HaMelech did. And he so many times when he was wrong and was punished severely, had to suffer severely, it wasn't that wrong as it looks, but it was wrong. There's certainly no question that he did things wrong. And he had to suffer. He didn't suffer in vain. But then once it's Mechila, look here how it says here. Well, Sheshoma mitzvosa, Shaholach achrai b'chol levovo, lasos rak hayosha ve'ein. Only, he didn't do anything else. Where all the things, where the Basheva, Uriah Chiti, where all the Averis which he did, they're not there. Out. Don't exist. Ayin Yesh. This is a tremendous thing that the Sar. So, gives a person so much chizuk. A person knows that if he does teshuva, it doesn't exist anymore. It hasn't happened. It's impossible for us to understand. So is the creation of the world impossible to understand. So this is... But, so, the start out that you were not like David. You started out. Now, v'tora la'asos. Now you did worse. Mikol asher hoyu lefunecho, from everybody who was before you. Now, who was the king before, over the 10 tribes before him? Nobody. So Mikol means there are people like you, Doeg, Achitof, other Talmid Chachomim, who unfortunately forgot their learning, or they used their Torah for the opposite. We have quite a number. The Torah was not inside. We learned about it. The Torah was on the outside. However, you were worse than Doeg and Achitofel and all these others who could learn well and did averes. But Taylor, you went. That means you went away, far from where you from your position. Matas lecho elohim acherim. You made yourselves other gods. Now, making other gods does not mean idols. It means you believe in deities. Make yourself up certain in your mind, certain gods. Then comes umasechos. Then you made yourself also masechos means here. Idols, images, egel maseich, something which you pour in molten images. But that's the start. It started out that he imagined certain things. You believe in certain deities, like people believe the goyim, you know, father, son, and so on. And then they make pictures of the son, and they make pictures of the holy so and so, and the holy so. I mean pictures. So that's to say, you make pictures, maseichos. Vahachiseini. You do that, lahachiseini means lahachis. Lahachis means to make me angry. Which means, Chachom called it, yodea esporao, whom is kavin limrato. And he knows God exists, and he wants to make him angry. Lahachiseini. We call that lahachis. For instance, a person has in front of him, he is very hungry, is extremely hungry, or is not so hungry, but he likes to eat something very good and smells a good piece of meat being broiled, and he can't stop it, and he eats it. He's doing the avera b'mezid. He eats a treif, a piece of meat. And suppose there's the same piece of meat, kosher, and treif. And he picks the treif of meat, especially, just to show that he doesn't believe in it. That's called lahachas. It's the provocation. Do that. Lahachisein. That means here, lahachis means yodea esporo miskama nimova. We don't know what that means. If you know Hashem is Korach and you want to spite him, this is something very, very difficult to understand. How do you do that? It must make a person, give him a feeling of some kind of deep satisfaction. He's rebelling against Hashem. We don't have that anymore. That concept doesn't exist anymore. It was in the time of Avodah Zorah. There was a person had a some kind of like a delight. He gave him some form of thrill to spite Hashem. That's lahachas. That's a madrege. Only Esav was the other one. Sodom. Says the Chazal, say, Yodea Sporo, Schaven Limrodo. So this is here, like I said. Va'osi Hishlachto Ache Gavecho, and me you have thrown behind your back. Gav means here, your back. You have thrown me behind your back, discarded. Now this probably refers to the last chance which Hashem Yisboch gave him. That he says, Tofas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirom BeVikdor, the last chance to do teshuva, you threw me behind your back. Achei Gavecho. The Chachomim Darshan, the word Gavecho, like Gei Usecho, your arrogance. The whole thing comes from arrogance, because the teshuva would start with the following, that he goes in the Beis HaMikdash, like every other Jew, and there is a king, and he is when he comes to Beis HaMikdash, he is not a king. He's not a king. He's not supposed to sit on a throne like the other king. He has to listen to Hakel, like he's a Jew, and that entails humility. And since he doesn't want to be humble, so has the opposite of humility is Gav. You threw me behind your back means you discarded me because of God. Because of God. Your feeling of self-importance, that is actually the whole key to your behavior. Now, we see something more in Bruches, which is very... often quoted, Shmonoch quotes it. It says here, Omer Ablozim in Yadav. The person eats and drinks and dams afterwards. Olaf HaKos of Omer, the Osi Ishlachto Ache Gavecho. The post refers to him, you have thrown me behind your back. Atika Gavecho Ele Geecho. Don't read Gavecho, but Geecho, your pride. Omer HaKodesh Bohu, the Ache Shnizko Eze, Kibel Olaf Malchus Shemaim. The person, he first made himself prideful, and then he was mekabel upon himself al Malchus Shemayim, which means after Mincha Maariv you can daven, but after Shachas you should not eat because Shachas is kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim. You have to first daven before you eat, and when a person eats and drinks before tefillah, it's considered he made himself prideful. But in which way is he proud? In which way? So this is, of course, only a very remote connection with it. It means he's thinking of himself. Before Shachris, have to have one thought. Tavish has awakened me from my sleep, my slumber. I've got all the things which I need, everything is here for me. Now I'm going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my purpose. And then afterwards I do other things. To think of myself means I first think I have to eat something good. And then to daven, this is a remes. It's not compared to what Rav Melavot has done. It's only a remes that a person, unless a person is weak. If he's weak, then the reason that he eats and drinks is not because he thinks of himself, but because otherwise he won't be able to daven. Some people, if they wouldn't eat something, they couldn't daven. So then the davening is helping them to eat something. That would be the permission. That's why it says for old people and weak people, they can eat a little bit before davening. Eat a little bit before davening. Yeah. Lechein, hineni mevi ro el beis Yehovah. I bring evil on the house of Yehovah, because the house of Yehovah went along with him. If a wife and the children will protest that the father is doing these things, he won't do it. He won't do it. They always put the blame on the whole house, on all the children, because they could have stopped their father. V'chati l'Yerovam, and I shall exterminate, I mean cut off Yerovam, mashtin bekir otzur v'ozuv v'Yisroel. Mashtin bekir means actually a little baby that is mashtin. Mashtin means urinates on the wall. It means I'll remove a male child that is mashtin bekir. Otzur v'ozuv means protected and helped in Israel. Meaning, imagine there won't be a child left of Yerovam, a little child, male child, because he could eventually become a future king. Now the royal child, that anybody in Israel would want to help him, or would help him. And it means up to the, down to the last helpless child. Otsav Ozov we find in the Torah, the Ephes, Otsav Ozov in Azina. Azim, there will be nobody. Otsav Ozov. Otsav means actually stopped, held together, means protected. Ozov means usually forsaken, but also it means protected. we find many, a number of words in Lashon HaKodesh where the same word has a double meaning. Pro and con, the same word. Ozav is one of them. Vayazvu es Yerushalayim. That means they helped Yerushalayim. Or it says, Ozav tazav imo. She'll surely help him. So Ozav means forsake, and Ozav means help. We have other words which are also like this. Pokal means to count, and pokal means to miss. It means to miss. We have quite a number of words.
Yosaf.
Yosaf means to add and to lose. Yeah, you have quite a number of words. So here, this is one of them. And the Torah says that doesn't make, that it can't make any other sense there. The Ephes, or there will be nobody who will be helped or protected. Here it means I cut from Yerovam off every mashtin bekir, that means every male child, every male child who that would be protected. Usually, if you're against the mature people or the grown-ups, but a child usually evokes so much kaponis that somebody's going to help him. This also, it will be cut off. Hashemikia, ya ubi'arti achre beis Yerovam, and I shall move away following the house of Yerovam, kasha yevaya agolol atumo. Like a dung heap is being removed atumo till it's completely gone. When you have a dung heap and it smells horrible, then people, let's say, it's put away. But they're still smelling. So you remove everything that's only remotely connected with it, so that to get that smell out. So it will be anything remotely connected with your own. Everything will be removed. Everything will be destroyed. Will be arti kasheiva hakolol atuma. That's your punishment. Now the Targum does not want to translate Mashtin Bekir in that fashion because it sounds a little indelicate, you know, using that expression. Although we have it a few times in Tanakh, Mashtin Bekir. First to a little baby when it's not so terrible. But at the same time, the Targum translates like this. Rashi brings that Targum Yonis, Yaudea Mada. Anybody who knows is knowledgeable. Meshis bekiros libo. Here it's a wall, and mashtin would not be come from the word chesen, which is urine, but mashtin meshis. The noon is just added. Meshis, he puts thoughts into the walls of his heart. I mean, it's very apparently very far fetched. He puts thoughts in us, intelligence. He put meshis because of intelligence. Intelligence of a person is the greatest distinction that a person can have. So it would mean a remove from Yerovam every intelligent person. Everybody is able to think. Now, we had this expression a long time ago where we explained the following. Would you think that one is so far, like one pole from the other? Here you're talking about a physical function, removing the surplus of the bladder on one hand. On the other hand is the highest function of the human brain, which is medayada, which is knowledge, and the ability of abstract thinking, which is only given to highly developed human beings. Not all human beings even have it. So how can you put these two together? So at that time I brought you the Moshul from the king's palace as canalization. The king has a beautiful palace, marvelous palace, but with all the splendor and glamour that you can think of. But in order to remove the all the products which have to be removed, whether it's the kitchen or the sink or the sewer, whatever it is, there has to be a pipeline that runs right through the palace in order to remove everything. So some kind of medrash must be. At that time I brought you a medrash I don't remember at the moment. It says why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made that he is run is a sewer pipe through the human being in order to keep a person humble. And one, if we wouldn't have our digestive system, which is quite indelicate and unsavory, a man might imagine that he's he's not a human being anymore. He would consider himself like an angel. And his arrogance would be so great that he's above all beings. So he has a sewer pipe running through him, which always reminds him that he's just a tiny little creature in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why he says, "Asher Yotze, Yimi Poseach Echad Mehem, or Yisuseim Echad Mehem," to be the greatest person in the world. You think you're up top of all beings. You're nothing but a very miserable creature. And if there would be some obstruction or something would be closed or open, you couldn't even exist. So the word Mashkin Bekir, which means the highest intelligence, and Mashkin means the elimination of void products in the body, it goes together. So it's not so far-fetched as one thinks. So this is only a side remark. We are still in the midst of that horrible punishment which HaKadosh Baruch Hu now predicts for Yerovam. Hameis v'Yerovam v'Yir Yalchu HaKlovim. All those who dies in the city belonging to the house of Yerovam, the dogs will eat up. Hameis basode, if it dies in the field, Yalchu Of HaShemoyim. Then the birds of heaven, like vultures, will eat him up. Ki Hashem Diber. Don't think that's an exaggeration. That's what Hashem said. He says, when you may think now I'm getting very angry, and I'm just saying these things out of anger and so forth, and it's all exaggerated. It's not so. This is exactly what Hashem said. Ki Hashem Diber. But, and as far as you're concerned, Kumi get up. She, of course, was terribly broken-hearted when she heard all this. So get up, get yourself together. Achila Beisach, go home. When your feet will come into the city, the child will die. When to her, he's a child. It's not a child anymore. He was already mature. We find Hogar, when she had Yishmael at that time was at least 15 years old. May have been older. At least 15 years old. So it was not a child, and he became a sharpshooter, Rovi Kashos. So it was not a baby, but for a mother, it's still a child. A sick child is a child. So that means when it says your child will die, meaning Chas v'Shalom, it means to you it's a child. For Shoftel Kol Yisrael. And all of Israel will make a hesped, which means including the Malchus Yehuda, Kol Yisrael. The Kovra also, and they will bury him. This is the only one of the house of Yerovam that will be buried. That's their child. Avir is the only one that will be buried. Why? Yan, because Nimtzabo Dover Tov, there was something good in him, El Hashem Melakei Yisroel, the Beis Yerovam. Something good towards Hashem, the God of Israel, in the Beis Yerovam, it means it's so much more appreciated. He did a certain mitzvah, doing that as a member of the house of Yerovam, that's so much more considered important. For that, he has the schus. He will come to Kever Yisrael, be buried, and a hesped will be held, and Kol Yisrael was, what was the Dover Tov? What was the Dover Tov? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says like this, there's more about Koten, and the more about Koten says like this, Rab Zeira v'chab chanini v'apok v'chad omer shepitl mishmarto v'olol rei. He was supposed to have a certain post. That's why I said it was not a child. He's given a certain post by a very important post that's called here Mishmo. That is what he was supposed to do. And when it came Yontif, he went up in Beis HaMikdash, he went out of the ring. He was, every Jew has to go out of the ring. So he went out of the ring. And Rabbi Chat Oman once says again, went even further. She beetled by the soas, she hoshim Yerovim Oviv al Hadrochim loyal ring. The Yerovim made checkposts. All the roads were leading to Yerushalayim. They were checked by Yerovim so that people shouldn't go out of the ring. Out of the ring, we have to go with sheep and animals and so on. And went to, so he stopped them. As soon as anybody wanted to go to the ring, he stopped them. And he removed the posts so that people could freely go to the ring. Well, this was something in the Beis Yerovim, means defying his father. Defying his father. So he did a mitzvah, so he was not as bad as all the others. And that's probably an indication that he was doing other mitzvahs, that he didn't participate in the Yerovim's Avodah Zorah. Although it says one Dovah Tov he had, he didn't have enough. Maybe even if he didn't worship Avodah Zorah, but he didn't stop his father, didn't protest. Children have a great koach against their parents, if they wanted to. Anyhow, for this reason alone, this explains also why Yerovim all of a sudden sends his wife, albeit disguised, to come to Achia Shalom. He says, I have one son, he's a tzaddik. You also would say that he's done a mitzvah. Maybe he can be misbound for him. If the son would have been a Rosh, as all the other people of Beis Yerovim, he was smart enough not to send his wife to Achia Shalom. But since he was the tzaddik in the family, or the fanatic in the family, so he says, well, send him to the to the old Rebbe, maybe he can do something for it. So this explains it. Jan, he was that one thing. Says the Gemara, you say the Vada Yovel Rom Lekom, Hai the Tzadik Hu the Avale Kapora, Hanechla Le Avale Kapora, which means the reason that one is buried and has a hespit is an indication HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechapa for all the other averes which he might have done. So, but these, only because he's a tzaddik, he has kapora, but the others will not have kapora. Means Yerovim and all the family has no kapora whatsoever. Now it goes further. Ve'heikim Hashem lo melech al Yisroel. Hashem will appoint, raise up for himself a king over Israel. I say Yachris is Beis Yerovim. And only the king had no other function. He was not a tzaddik. That's Basho. He raise him as a king, but in order to destroy, exterminate the house of Yerovim. Zehayom. Today. This today. It doesn't mean he will destroy him this today, because Yerovim was a king for a long time. But it means the house of one which exists today. It means those that are now today, and they are doing along, going along with the Roman, whatever he's doing. They're Hayom. And then comes a strange word. Umei gam oto. Umei gam oto. And what? Even now. And what even now? Doesn't make much sense. So Rashi says that this is only a form, the way he used to talk, it means v'gam mei oto. So that has been corrupted in the sense of, instead of gam mei oto, and even from now on it means those who are living today of the Beis Yerovim, and all those that will be born from now on. Because Yerovim is going to live for a long time, and the children will go follow his path. So that means v'gam mei oto. So the scam mei oto has been corrupted in mei gam oto. So this is the way Rashi explains. Hanolodim ayom v'ashasidin livore. However, it is difficult to understand how other mafoshim tried to say a little bit different. Mei gam oto, meaning and what even now? Mei gam oto, and what even now? That means while I'm talking to you, they are worshiping him at this moment. The house of Yerovam is in Beisel and in Don. They're worshiping him, the idols. What even now what they're doing? Something like that. But it's a strange expression. This is the language which the way they talked at that particular time. That's the colloquialism that the people are using in those days. We don't know exactly what it means. The same meaning is the house of your home is responsible. V'hiku Hashem is Yisrael. Then come punishments of Yisrael, because that's the house of Yisrael. Now comes the house of Yisrael, the ten tribes. Hashem will smite Yisrael kasher yonud hakone b'mai. Like a reed will move in the water. That means the reeds grow in the water, and they move when there comes a terrible storm. They move violently. And he will uproot Yisrael from this good land, this good soil, which is given to their fathers. He will spread them out across the Euphrates. This is the ten tribes which were lost until today. Since they all made their asherahs, that these asherahs are these trees which bring good luck and so forth. Hamach isim es Hashem, in order to make Hashem angry. V'yiten is Yisrael, he will give Yisrael. Give Yisrael means, like in English, he will give up. In German, preisgeben. Yeah, he'll give up. Kill up Yisrael. Bichlal chatos Yerovam ashachoto, because of the sins of Yerovam which he has committed, vashehechti es Yisrael, and which he has made Yisrael commit. Yachatos Yerovam ashachoto, he said choto umachti. Pirke always brings, there's something, maspikim yodo lasas tshuva, no chance is given to him to do tshuva. Now, this we have to go over this Yetzer Hashem next week, but I would like to explain one more thought about that Megam Ota. Megam Ota means ein maspikim biyoda lasas tshuva. It means, and what even now means, what is now they cannot do tshuva. It says the house of Yerovam will be Zehayom. That means the way they are now, the way they are today, they all will be destroyed. Because today, they're worshipping all about the Zohar, they go along with Yerovam. So it says, Asheyach is based Yerovam, Zehayom. Now, the question is, maybe they do Teshuvah. There's nothing that can stand against tshuva. Omegam Oto means, and what even now means, exactly what is doing that is now means that is permanent. They cannot change anymore. That's exactly the way it is now. That's the way it's going to be. That means Gam Oto, even now. That means that situation in the future will be exactly like it is now. So it's not so much contradicting what Rashi says, that it refers to those that will be born. Those that will be born will be exactly as they are now. There's no chance for tshuva. No chance for tshuva. So sometimes the children, parents have children because of the children that do tshuva. It's not going to help them. Even those that will be born, if they don't do an averus, they will not be punished. But there is no chance. Once you go follow Chatos Yerovam, no chance for tshuva. However, it's not so simple. Because when it says Chote Machis Arabim, means that Yerovam himself cannot do tshuva. But the people who are being misled by Yerovam, they still could do tshuva. So Megam Oto can go on Yerovam. That means what is now, this is going to remain. He has no chance, he's lost his chance to do teshuva. Now, we'll have to see what the Chachomim have to say about this klola of Achio, because it says Achio Ashelona, with this klola that he pronounced the name of Hashem Yisboach, did more favor to Yisrael than Bilam did with his broch. Bilam gave such a beautiful broch to Yisrael, and it says the Ashelona was a friend of Yisrael, Bilam was an enemy of Yisrael. And the broch of the klola of Achir Shalona was a blessing in disguise, while the brocha of Bilam was a curse in disguise. It's a shame, and we'll learn about this next time.